Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
In this one, I'll take you to the suburbs of Philadelphia. This story making national news. Police investigating after they say a 32-year-old man from Malvern was arrested during one of the No Kings rallies in Westchester, Pennsylvania. This happened on Saturday. This video of this guy went viral. Police say they were alerted by members of the public walking by that this guy was concealing a firearm and multi-layers of hiding magazines and so on, not the kind of magazines you read, walking along the area of North High Street where a large rally was also gathering for the No Kings, one of the No Kings rallies around the nation, as I mentioned. So officers IDing the suspect, doing a pedestrian stop, people speaking out in the community as they were out and about. He was taken into custody without much of an incident. They said he did not have any kind of legal. I don't know if he did not have identification, any ID on him, or it was the fact that he did not own the firearm legally. So he did have a handgun on him, but it looks like the ammo that was collected, by my account, was not necessarily for that firearm. So I don't have the information if they perhaps searched his car, his home, or because some of the ammo looked to be that I would think was for a rifle, not for a handgun. So Westchester Borough Police Department say they received help from the Chester County Sheriff's Office as well as the FBI to ensure the safety of the community. So nobody injured. So everybody praising the local law enforcement.
Yeah, we have the video of.
It's a lot of cursing on.
I know. This is. This is. This was recorded by Anti-Weak Dad, W-E-A-K, Anti-Weak Dad, who gave it to Steve Keeley.
Might be a strong dad, but he has strong language.
Roll this.
They just stopped. Completely decked up. I don't know what the f*** he had planned out. But
you can see the video of...
Yeah.
This guy had like...
Is that his jacket, that yellow fluorescent thing?
I was going to ask that.
Like
I don't know.
It looks like it.
Where the hell they caught him? Under that coat.
I don't know. I got to go. Look at that.
Was he trying to impersonate authorities?
Look at that.
Wow.
Holy.
Yeah.
So they confiscate his handgun, but then they proceed to pull out of his layers of jackets all of these different magazines,
right.
A lot of them, to the point that, you couldn't, one officer couldn't fit them into even two hands. He's like handing off the ammunition.
And you said the magazines did not necessarily match the firearm that he had on him, which makes me think that he might have had a gun stashed away somewhere else, perhaps in a vehicle, perhaps hidden, if he was going to try to pull something off down the street, down the block.
I mean, that's just my opinion from the looks of it.
Right.
It looks like it doesn't match up.
No. So the whole weekend made no sense, to be honest.
I know, right? Things matching up. So this was a No Kings protest that was, or rally, I should say, nonviolent. And that brings us to the thousands of people marching in Philadelphia. Going viral, that video, all in Philadelphia, coinciding, by the way, I will say, with Mayor Sherelle Parker holding the rally. As I mentioned on Friday, the No Kings.
I had heard that like 30,000 people showed up to that Westchester rally. That it was a huge rally.
Yeah. The Westchester one was, I have a lot of relatives that live out there. So they were saying it was huge.
Yeah.
The one in Philadelphia.
Huge all over the place.
Yeah. People in Philly, people were saying close to 80,000-90,000 in Philadelphia.
We have an aerial shot, I think, from Philly. This is one, Phil, if you want to roll this, cut one. Look at that.
Yeah, that's massive.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the news media just reporting thousands or tens of thousands, not giving us crowd counts for these No Kings protests. So I'd sent you guys that, they very well organized. They're a DC group. And also the news media, I noticed locally, was saying that protesters here in our area were rallying for many of their own different personal reasons. It was interesting to me how safe, how carefully worded this was.
By the protest buffet, Dawn. You can get a little of everything.
Yeah, it was like, well said. It was like a protest buffet. They were not necessarily saying that it was in protest of the military, the military parade, obviously, that we'll talk a lot about, that was also coinciding in D.C. with President Trump's 79th birthday, also Flag Day. And so the media locally interviewing people who had an array of reasons as to why they came out for, quote, No King's Day, which these were obviously well coordinated, so they were around the nation.
We have some videos with some of the police tussling with some of the Antifa people. This video courtesy of Josh, I think, on Twitter. I asked Josh for permission to use this, and he gave it to me. Roll this. You can see that.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this where I think the one guy gets flung?
Yeah, look at.
Yeah, look at this cop. Yeah. You don't want to mess with this guy.
Yeah, oh, right, boom. Down to the ground. Yeah. Yep.
That guy's jealous. Is that Bill Goldberg? Boom.
These scumbags with their masks on.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I think the scary one was, you know, what might have happened. We don't know the intent of the 32-year-old man who was arrested, Malvern man. We don't know that story, but I think that was what we could say is averted by police, and a good job by somebody or a group of individuals who saw something and said something.
Yep. Speak up when you see something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I know we'll get to 57-year-old Vance Bolter arrested near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. This made national news, obviously, over the weekend. He was spotted on that trail via one of those cameras, and that happened earlier Sunday, then taken into custody. He's accused of the fatal shootings of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman, her husband, and then a separate shooting attack on another state lawmaker and his spouse. So two killed, two survived, politically motivated, and those No Kings protest or rally kind of literature was found in his vehicle.
Do we have the photo of him at the Ring doorbell camera wearing the mask by chance? It looks like he's wearing, and I'm just guessing here, it looks like he's wearing the Walter, what's his name? Walter White from Breaking Bad. The mask.
I don't know.
I mean, this guy totally fooled everybody. And I know we'll get into it. I got a lot of it in the big take, but that's scary. I mean, you could totally fool somebody by showing up the way he was dressed. He had a police cruiser, but he had one of the lights that you can put on top of the roof of your vehicle. I mean, if you're oblivious to law enforcement, or even if you're not oblivious, you could totally be conned into opening the door thinking this guy was an officer.
I mean, these were elected representatives. You would think that they were, you know what I mean? Like, they would be savvy to this type of stuff, but not, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Crazy.
So we have that one going on, and we also, as far as internationally, Israel and Iran, one of the headlines this morning, trading heavy strikes for a fourth day with those attacks expanding. That's the word, as Iran's parliament is preparing to a bill to withdraw from the treaty on the non-proliferation of nuclear arms. And so this, as the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, saying this morning they destroyed a third of Iran's surface-to-surface missile launchers. So that's breaking news as you're waking up this morning, just getting your news as far as what's going on internationally. As far as our Phillies, who released that adorable dad jokes kind of video that has gone viral, Phillies sweeping the Blue Jays 11-4, so kind of a nice Father's Day gift.
Yeah, how about that? They've won, what, five of the last six now? I think they took two of three from the Cubs,
woo-hoo.
Swept the Blue Jays. All of a sudden, two and a half, three games out of first, I think.
Feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Kitchen Magic, Kitchen Magic Kitchens, proudly American-made, family-owned, tariff-proof, so your dream kitchen will not get hit with any hidden costs. 24 months, same as cash financing, ends at the end of this month, this June only, kitchenmagic.com. Get the magic. Hopefully, Nick Kale, there's some magic this week that stops all the rain and cool weather.
Ugh.
Kind of a miserable, cloudy day out there as we begin Juneteenth celebrations, which I know our mayor, Sherelle Parker, kick that off on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I saw that. She jumped into a pool, I believe, the kickoff pool season. Philly weather, 61 degrees right now. It's going to go up to only 68 today. Cloudy with a chance of a few showers. Some more rain on Tuesday and some storms on Wednesday. And then we should be getting better as we get towards Thursday and head into the weekend. Weather brought to you by MTRule.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRUHL.com. Monday, Big Take is on the way. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company on a Monday. Hopefully all of you had a great Father's Day and a great weekend as we kick off another week. Nick, Dawn, and Greg with you. 855-839-1210 is how you jump in. But let's kick off another work week with another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Wawa. The Big Take, no contest with political violence. Political violence in this country should be condemned by any and all in the United States of America. But if there's any question or any doubt left, it's no longer up for debate. The left, in my opinion, is the party of violence in America. This past weekend should erase any and all debate as to which party doesn't value free speech while simultaneously resorting to intimidation, looting, violence, riots, and destruction to achieve what they believe is a better country, even though I disagree. From Trump's military parade to Philadelphia and No Kings protests across the country, to storming ICE detention centers again in Newark, to reigniting more riots in L.A., to murder in Minnesota, it was all so predictable. The actions that I told you would occur on Friday's show, the reactions from the media that I told you would occur on Friday's show. But let's go through the weekend of chaos in chronological order. It began Friday afternoon in Newark, New Jersey, as once again, the ICE detention center came under attack. This time, worse than the first time. Listen and watch this. Same routine, different results. Unhinged liberals wearing masks, thinking they can run the show, only this time to find out that ICE agents and federal officers were ready. They effed around, they found out. I say, put them all in prison. You cannot storm a federal detention center. Then on Saturday morning, we wake up to find out about murder in Minnesota. According to reports, Minnesota State House Leader Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were shot and killed in their suburban Twin Cities home in one of two targeted attacks against sitting Democratic legislators. The suspect is Vance Luther Bolter, 57 years old, who is now in custody, who was a security director in the private sector. He was able to impersonate a police officer, which is how he allegedly pulled off this tragic homicide. He's been charged with second-degree murder with two different incidents. He's also a guy with an extensive history in the Middle East, as well as Europe and Africa, and was appointed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to a state board 6 years ago. Law enforcement also said he had No Kings flyers in his car on Saturday. Listen and watch this.
Questions.
Are there reasons to believe that these
We don't have any direct links. However, there were some flyers that said No Kings within the suspect vehicle. And as we know, the planned events throughout the state of Minnesota today is a No Kings event.
Here was the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz just a handful of days ago about getting tough against Donald Trump. Listen and watch this.
Called out on this because I called Donald Trump a wannabe dictator. It's because he is. It's because he is. Oh. The governor's being mean and the governor's speaking out on that. Well, maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's an adult like Donald Trump, you bully the shit out of him back. You push back You make sure they know it's not there.
Since then, two attacks. And then you have a major curveball thrown into the equation, as it appears that this lunatic is a Trump voter and a supporter. Here's a local newscast in Minnesota. Listen and watch this.
We even asked about Mr. Bolter's political affiliations, and David Carlson, once again his roommate and best friend, known him since fourth grade, did say Bolter voted for Trump and that he was a strong supporter.
And according to reports, his best friend and roommate, David Carlson, claims the following, that he was planning to target dozens of Democrat leaders, with his pro-life views being a driving influence. This is what happens when you have politically motivated individuals, perhaps with mental health issues, consuming and absorbing the political rhetoric as a call to action. And if you're tracking at home, and trust me, I am, we've now had the following violence across the board, almost unilaterally with the left. The murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. Two Israeli ambassador staffers killed, leaving an art museum in D.C. Two attempts on Donald Trump's life. Doxing and swatting of federal ICE agents. And a governor's mansion firebombed. Tesla's firebombed. And a Minnesota family in public office slain by a registered Republican despite working for a Democrat. And while being more right-wing on abortion, he seemed to have a lot of left-wing causes. It doesn't add up. But at what point do we start considering these people domestic terrorists, regardless of political bias, regardless of media bias? Not all of them, but those who commit these types of acts. And then, of course, we reach Philadelphia on Saturday evening. And Philly, they might need more pills from Big Pharma. Here's a 74-year-old lady right here in Philadelphia crying because she's scared of a parade that celebrates the Army's 250th birthday. Listen and watch this.
I'm just so scared. I'm 74 years old. I worry about everything. And I just am so scared and upset. And I don't understand why people voted for this person.
That video courtesy of Fox News. But this is what happens when you watch mainstream media 12 hours a day. But let's talk about kings, shall we? Because the hypocrisy of the protests is staggering, even by Democrat standards. And this just goes to show you how dumb Democrats are and how easily brainwashed they can be. Wasn't it your party that didn't hold a primary after booting Joe Biden? Wasn't it your party that installed Kamala Harris? Wasn't it your party that filed multiple lawsuits to keep RFK Jr. off of ballots? Wasn't it your party that filed multiple state lawsuits to keep Trump off of ballots? That right there seems like something that a king or a dictator would do. Everything they accuse Trump of, they actually do and commit themselves. Staying in Pennsylvania, we get to John Fetterman and C-SPAN. Fetterman once again agitating the left by supporting the Army and all of the celebrations while condemning the riots and violence. Here's Fetterman being booed for using his brain and common sense on C-SPAN in Philadelphia. Listen and watch this.
They know Americans hate this stuff. They know we don't want our neighbors disappeared off the streets. They know we don't want Medicaid and Medicare gutted. They know we don't want them stealing from us. They know keeping the gravy train running depends on ripping our rights away and turning us against each other. So they deploy these divide and conquer attacks. They sabotage democracy. They retaliate against anyone who stands up or tries to, and they try to shut us down. Now, this is not a rally for one party. We've got Democrats here today. We've got Republicans and independents here today. We're looking to the leaders who will fight for us, because even today there are folks among the Democratic Party who think we should roll over and play dead. Anyone seeing John Fetterman here today?
Wow, Fetterman officially persona non grata in his own party. We'll get deeper into Fetterman later on the show today. And finally, in Philadelphia, teachers union hack and Marcy Darcy impersonator Randy Weingarten got back to her usual cringe tactics. Listen and watch this.
Philly, you are the community to this president's chaos. And together, we build a future of opportunity and justice for all. Hope over fear, aspiration over anger, the promise of America for each and every American. That is what we are fighting for today.
What a great ad for homeschooling. What a great promotion for school choice. What an ideal time to end the teachers' union once and for all. That was on Saturday in Philadelphia. Late last night, news came down, according to Politico, that teachers' union president Randy Weingarten has resigned from the DNC. But the absurdity didn't end there. On Sunday, we had more riots in L.A., more riots in Portland, officers injured in Portland, Oregon, arrests made. But remember, folks, it's MAGA that's violent and dangerous. The media also shocked to hear that D.C. this past weekend for the Army celebration was the safest place of all. Here's MSNBC Sunday morning in total astonishment. Listen and watch.
I will say, I want to go back to you, Ali, that again, when we talk about this sort of tension in the country, and sometimes, you know, you and I have both been at Trump rallies. Those can be, you know, very tense, a kind of, I would say, like kind of a dark, malevolent energy sometimes in them. Not always, but it doesn't seem like that's the energy on the on the mall today, which I think is a good sign, right?
Correct. That you're really correct about that, Chris, and it's something we were watching for.
Oh, they were watching for. And speaking of media, CBS News got hammered this weekend for openly promoting No King's Day and anti-Trump protest merchandise that was available for sale. And now, following the events in D.C., the media saying that the crowd was underwhelming. It was relatively low energy. That's the complaint today, because there was no violence, so they have to find something else to pick at. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company,
which is brought to you by Wawa. Sip into savings at Wawa, where you can enjoy any size hot coffee, including their new cinnamon churro blend for just $1, any size iced coffee for $2, or a 16-ounce Wawa tea or fruit drink for just $1. Unlimited bonus offers can be redeemed daily with Wawa rewards. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on X at 1210WPHT. And, of course, the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons. All right, Dawn Stensland, in between wiping out Larry's eyes with Pico de Gallo, your thoughts on the weekend that was?
Well, to the guy who just, the idiot who claims he's an independent, objective journalist, anchorman, who said Trump rallies are dark or divisive, whatever he just said, as somebody who has attended multiple Trump rallies and events, that was BS. I'm calling BS on him. Mm-hmm. He's wrong. The energy is positive energy, and everybody there is, you know, really of one mind and happy to be there. That was just completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that was irksome.
He had to get a swipe in there a little bit, right?
He did. I mean, and probably because the Trump usually at any given event looks over and goes, there's the fake news. And so that's, I guess, what he's referring to, that he's called out as fake news. As far as the weekend goes, I was proud of Philadelphia that we had multiple events in the city, and nothing jumped out at me as far as in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I would agree.
You had Juneteenth, like you said, Mayor Sherelle Parker holding. There were a lot of Juneteenth kickoff events starting on Saturday. And as well with the so-called No Kings rally, everything was pretty peaceful for that many people. And I was trying to look at the aerial photos because I was looking at, for example, when the Pope visited, the last visit of the Pope Francis, and how packed it was. You know, the city was shut down. They were so worried about security. There was no such shutdown in the city. And yet, I think law enforcement, everybody handled that very well. I don't have the cost breakdown as far as the cleanup and obviously extra law enforcement being brought in.
I haven't even seen really any videos or footage of any, not destruction, because there was no destruction. But, like, you know, remember last week or 2 weeks ago, we saw the footage of all the garbage that was just all over the streets. It looked like a dumpster exploded. Yeah, to your point, other than that officer chucking that guy down, and then obviously what you reported on with the Westchester situation, mm-hmm. by and large, you could say that Philadelphia probably surprised a lot of us, because I thought it would be worse, to be honest. And I said that on Friday.
Yeah, and in Philadelphia, because the takedown that you showed, that was North Jersey, right? I thought that was a Philly one?
That was Philly, yeah.
That was the Philly one?
Yep.
When was that, Saturday?
Saturday.
It was earlier? Okay. And then, not a whole lot. So we'll get the breakdown. They usually will give us a breakdown of the actual crowd. I don't think the crowd, they were saying 80,000. Looking at the green, as much green grass that wasn't present when the Pope was visiting. So I don't know that I don't have the actual, they'll come out with some good numbers for us.
Okay.
I don't know that these numbers are the best numbers, but at the bottom line for Philadelphia, I thought it was a good look as far as us holding multiple major venues and really no problems. I'm grateful for that. It's relatively peaceful.
Yeah. I want to go to the apprehension of this guy that killed multiple people in Minnesota on Saturday. This is not adding up to me. So yeah. Prior to yesterday, so I write up the big take yesterday, and Stalker sends a clip from that. Do we know the I don't know what the source is. It's some local TV station in Minnesota, presumably a Fox or a CBS or an NBC affiliate,
yeah.
Something to that effect. And I haven't seen, and I was looking at the national websites yesterday. I was looking at Politico and the New York Times and Axios, reading on all this Minnesota stuff. And then it's this little station in Minnesota, presumably, where that reporter, a local lady, is saying, yes, that this guy is...
No, it's from his best friend that he lived with that,
right.
That was
mm-hmm. I'm talking about who's reporting on
it. Yeah,
local lady.
Yeah.
So his roommate, which is another odd thing when you're 57 and you have a roommate, but that's neither here nor there, that this guy is a Trump voter, but the mainstream media was not running with this. I would have thought that would have been plastered everywhere. But it doesn't add up from an ideology standpoint. So he's a Trump voter, but he's got no King's Flyers in his car. The state lawmaker that he killed, which is Melissa Hortman, state lawmaker, just voted against illegal immigrants and receiving handouts, which crosses party lines. That's a story in the New York Post this morning, which is very Republican of her. So he kills her. He works for Tim Walz, or did at some point, and he has an extensive history of being in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East. So if you're sitting there and adding up the ideology check marks, okay, he's a Trump voter, but there's so many things and evidence that says he supports left-wing causes. This also goes back to Thomas Matthew Crooks when I think about it, because Thomas Matthew Crooks was a registered Republican, but also donated $15 to a Democrat super PAC. So there's these mentally ill individuals out there that have this weird cross-pollinization of political ideologies, and it just doesn't add up to me.
I don't think there was anything cross-pollinization about it. I think the media ran with the No Kings thing, and first of all, he wasn't appointed by Tim Walz. He was part of like some community service group that Tim Walz headed. So it wasn't like Tim Walz was like you know what I mean? Like, and Tim Walz was allegedly in his kill list. So you know what I mean? Let's hear from the.
He had Walz on his hit list.
Yes.
Ooh, wow.
38, Phil. 38. Start with 38. This is his best friend saying that he would be offended if people called him a Democrat. Roll it.
Can you talk about his politics a little bit? I know that you had some discussions.
Well, everyone's calling him a Democrat. He's not a Democrat. He would be offended if people called him a Democrat. Because of this board thing he was on for Governor Walz, it wasn't to serve. He was just serving the community. But I can't believe a political issue would cause him to do such a thing.
Did he ever bring up the senator or the representative who were targeted?
Like I was saying, no, he never talked about them. I didn't know. I didn't recognize her.
Any politicians he mentioned?
Nancy Pelosi. They didn't like Jim Walz.
Jim Walz?
They didn't like Jim Biden.
Tim Walz? What would you say about him?
Well, I mean, nothing from... I mean, it's just normal... Well, I don't like that Tim Walz did this. I don't like that he did that.
Did he mention the...
That guy doesn't look too mentally stable either, by the way. So you said that he ran a community organization. According to Mediaite, This guy that allegedly killed these individuals was in fact appointed by Tim Walz. He was appointed to the Governor's Workforce Development Council. Julio Rosas with The Blaze shared a copy of a notarized appointment signed by Walz that shows Vance Luther Bolter was named to the Governor's Workforce Development Board as a business member, later confirmed by the Associated Press. So this guy was appointed by Tim Walz.
Okay, but according to his, like...
I'm just telling you,
his friend
in the Associated
Press. He said
he
was just doing this to serve the community.
Well,
is basically what he said.
His friend, I mean, I'd like to check his hard drive on his computer. He looks a little suspect to me. But I don't.
Apparently, though. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Why? Because he's saying things you don't like?
No, because he looks like he looks exactly like what I would expect another dude to be living with another dude in their 50s as roommates.
Well, here's the other thing is that this guy's wife was apprehended. So he's married or maybe separated. So I don't know why he was living with this guy. Maybe they were separated, but his wife was apprehended with a passport and money and all kinds of stuff. So he was married or is married. I don't know.
Right. Dawn, you were going to say?
I was just going to say about him that it seems that a lot of the centers around the abortion issue.
Yes.
And so I think that is telltale. As somebody who I lived in Minnesota because I went to journalism school there in Minneapolis. A lot of people in Minnesota, they're kind of quirky, don't you know, with politics. So a lot of it is a lot of people are independents.
Well,
they're proudly independent.
To your point, and to what my point being about this cross-pollinization of politics, Tim Walz, his county, voted Trump.
Yeah.
In the 2024 election, they voted for... I mean, think about that. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were a ticket. And in Tim Walz's home county, they voted Trump.
It's just... And the crazy thing, too, the other couple that he shot up and survived, the fact that they were shot... some 17 times and survived is amazing to me. So
wait, it was 17 times
the survivor. So the first couple,
right.
he killed, but then he targeted the other assassination. You know, so he was targeting a bunch of different people, but they're the one couple. So State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, they were gunned down at their home Saturday, but they lived. Melissa Hortman, who's the top Democrat, she's the top Democrat in the state house, and her husband Mark, they were killed. But as far as State Senator John and Yvette, John Hoffman, they were shot they were hit by 17 bullets, and they underwent surgery and they lived. They survived that one. It appears to be, to me personally, remember we talked about this back in the day that they have under Tim Walz. They have, and this came up during the ABC News debate when Trump talked about the fact that they have, I would say one of the most, I don't even want to say the word liberal, they have an abortion policy where the baby can be born and they can use a sharp object and kill when the baby's coming out. I forget what the technical name is. And then they made it such, and this was under Tim Walz, such that you're not allowed to keep the statistics on how many of those babies. So they have a crazy abortion policy that nobody in the nation, goes along with. It seems to me that's what this guy was freaked out about.
I want to say one thing. I think the need for both sides to politicize shootings like this and find out who the person voted for and what, you know, because, hey, it's not one of our team. Hey, it's not one of our team. I think is gross. I think it's gross, and it does nothing for the families of the people that were shot. What does it get? What do we get out of finding out who this person voted for? Any shooter, even if it was politically motivated. There's nutcases everywhere. You know what I mean? But we rush to find what party they were with, so like it can make us feel better about how we vote. It's really disgraceful. The whole thing is really disgusting.
When do you think that started?
I don't know, but it's like I don't like any of it, and I know
I'm not saying I like it either.
I get it. I'm not accusing you of liking it. I'm just saying that like this whole thing makes me uncomfortable. Whether he was a Trump voter, whether he was not a Trump voter, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like it does nothing to bring the people back, and it and it gives no comfort or solace to the family that are grieving right now for these lawmakers that were senselessly killed by a sick, deranged individual deserves the death penalty.
It should make you feel uncomfortable. It should make anybody feel uncomfortable, because this is what we've devolved to, where we have such divisive political rhetoric on both sides that the sane people, which can actually separate the fact that Trump's really not Hitler, even though Hakeem Jeffries will call him Hitler, but then you have the mentally ill out there that act upon it. That's the problem. And when you have this nonstop for 10 years barrage of ripping one side as extremists, while the stats show that the other side are far more violent, this is what we get now. This is what we get. You know, we should all just boycott these hacks. Boycott all of these politicians that use divisive rhetoric, because you have unhinged people out there that actually go out there and act upon it. It's like, remember when you said, when wrestling used to come on back in the day, do not try this at home, these are trained professionals, and then you had stupid people that did it and got hurt? That's what's playing out in real time now, left or right.
Yeah, I was actually not going for the political angle of it, because there are Republicans and Democrats who are pro-choice or pro-life. I think the common denominator with all these folks, because some of the ones who were killed, I think, are Labor Party. I think this guy was his mental, clearly mental health issues, but there's something with regard to, I think, the abortion issue that triggered him.
Well, he was a pastor, wasn't he? Like, he was a pastor.
But something tricked. I mean, obviously, you don't go to being 57 years old, and like you said, he was worked under multiple administrations, right? Democrat, Republican. He might have voted one way, but worked under Tim Walz. So he lived on this earth 57 years, no signs of violence, and then suddenly snaps. So what set him off?
Yeah.
I think that is relevant, and certainly that's part of the police investigation. It helps all of us to know, for this guy, what were the red flags? Because we talk about the red flags within our own workplace, quite frankly.
855-839-1210, the phone number. Will come back, put a bow on the 6 o'clock hour, and then I'm going to make a bold prediction on John Fetterman's political future, but it's not what you're thinking. We're back after this here on Kale and Company.
Got to talk about my friends at Kitchen Magic. They're local. Maybe you're heading to the shore this summer and dreaming about upgrading your home. This is a great time to do it. Kitchen Magic can really help you fall in love with your kitchen again. So they're family owned, American made, and of course, tariff proof. So your remodel stays on budget. This June only, this month, you got to do this. Enjoy 24 months, same as cash financing. Don't wait. Get started today. KitchenMagic.com. You can call them 800-237-0799, 1-800-237-0799. Kitchen Magic since 1979. KitchenMagic.com. Do it this summer. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Couple of quick hitters here as we wrap up the 6 o'clock hour on a Monday. It's Kale and Company, Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Dawn will have news to kick off hour number two. Cut Sheet 7:45, Fight Club at 9:10, and a chance with our morning mystery movie clip to win a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin. We'll get to all of that. Plus, this morning, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Mets, and the Tennessee Titans, baseball and football, screwing things up with Father's Day as well as Pride Month. I'm going to hit on that. Got a good story on Delco and Montgomery County with ICE in prison cooperations. We'll hit on that story. Randy Weingarten also resigning from her position within the DNC.
Really pisses me off.
I think it makes America happy. By the way, I think we've realized now that teachers' unions are far more activists than they are educators. So I'm glad that Randy Weingarten is stepping down. But I just wanted to say this. Did you guys notice this? We have now had a little weather rant here. We have had 11 straight Saturdays of rain and 13 straight weekends of rain. We have not gone a Saturday and Sunday dry in 13 straight weeks.
Is that true?
That's crazy. According to golf weather aficionado Harry Mays, who normally joins us on a Monday, but I don't know what he's doing today. He can't join us. He has said for 11 straight Saturdays it's rained, and 13 straight weekends we've had rain on either a Saturday or a Sunday. It is almost impossible to pull off.
It's also unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
And I've had enough of it.
Yeah, we need to talk to somebody some weather people, and maybe they can control it, since lasers control the weather. Or it's not lasers, is it? No, it's the
things that fly across. What Marjorie Taylor Greene was calling
chemtrails.
Yeah,
they control the
weather. Yeah, I want to talk to Mother Nature and tell her this:
we will kill you, graveyard dead.
I've had enough of her. Florida County Sheriff has officially made the board from Friday's show.
We need to compare him with Grady Judd, whatever that guy's name is.
Oh, those two.
Yeah.
Those two. Those two will make America safe again.
They will.
All right. 855-839-1210. I want to get to Fetterman when we come back, because I'll give you the little spoiler alert right now. I think John Fetterman is set to leave the Democrat Party, but I'm going to tell you where he's going. And I'll do that coming up next. It's Kale and Company. Hour 2 is on the way. Nick, Dawn, and Greg on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.